It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. President Trump wants Republicans to nationalize election systems. The Constitution gives the power to administer elections to the states. Colorado County Clerks Association Director Matt Crane says that system provides greater safety.
Having different election models in different states is actually security enhancement for our elections. If everything did everything the same, with all of the same equipment, with all of the same materials, it would be much easier for nefarious actors to do something across state lines.
Crane says clerks across the state are preparing for a multitude of threats ahead of election season. Opponents of a giant travel stop proposed for the top of Monument Hill are cheering. That's after Buc-ee's withdrew its application for Palmer Lake. Sean Sawyer of the Tri-Lakes Preservation calls the win emotional.
We are not opposed to develop that property. What we were concerned with is really the unchecked and unsustainability of something like the largest gas station in the world.
Sawyer says he expects Buc-ee's to make an appeal to the county. In a statement, the company said they're still interested in the project, but this gives them time to consider their options. Parents of the Evergreen school shooter have been cleared of criminal wrongdoing in the case. Investigators found the revolver the 16-year-old student used was a family heirloom that was stored in a locked gun safe. Colorado law requires gun owners to securely store their weapons so that children cannot get a hold of them. The shooter died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Two other students suffered critical injuries. The university in Gunnison is promising free tuition to local high schoolers regardless of income. Western Colorado University just announced its Gunnison Valley Promise, funded by public and private donations. In-state tuition would otherwise be $11,000 a year. The program begins this fall. You do not have to be a U.S. citizen to qualify. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.